Acid for Shade with From the Margins on CKDU 88.1 FM in Halifax. On Saturday, October 23rd, 2010, the Halifax North Commons was decorated with tents as part of Nova Scotia Common Front for Housing's Tent City demonstration. The tents were set up on that day and throughout the night. The idea of it all? To help connect members of the community while serving as public awareness for the housing crisis in Nova Scotia. There would be a rally, workshops, a children's activity area, and a night of music and other fun times. It was a cold and blustery day. You can hear the wind whistling in the background. Actually, the wind you're hearing right now are sound effects from the internet, but the wind on the upcoming clip is real. The following are voices from the rally.
My name is Anne Woodford. I'm a member of the organizing committee and a member of the Sisters of Charity. I got involved with the Common Front because of my involvement with the Out of the Cold shelter for the past 2 years. Working in the emergency shelter made me more keenly aware of the need for more affordable housing. Providing emergency shelter is not a solution to homelessness. It is just a stopgap. What do we want?
Housing.
And when do we want it?
Now.
We're here today because there is a serious housing problem and crisis here in Halifax, as well as across the province and across the nation. We are here today to be a visible sign to the people of this city, as well as our government officials, that there are concerned citizens who are willing to speak out for the rights of all citizens. We believe that housing is a right and not a privilege. Homelessness and inadequate, unsafe housing has reached a very serious point in our city. Last week was Housing Week. We're extending it. Various nonprofit organizations held rallies, educational workshops, public meetings to raise consciousness on the problem of homelessness and inadequate and unsuitable housing. We're here today to raise our voices so that we can make a difference. What do we want? And when do we want it?
Now!
We need to commit to policies that work. At the federal level, we need to create a national housing strategy that clearly defines direct federal responsibility for funding affordable housing, supportive housing, and supported housing. We need the federal government to put into place long-term and sustained funding to support our community's capacity to end homelessness. Significantly, we need the federal government to significantly increase the rates of access to federal income assistance and support programs. What do we want?
Affordable housing!
And when do we want it? At the provincial level, we need an increase in the amount of provincial funding for affordable housing. We need an increase in mental health and addiction services to meet the current need. We need to increase income assistance and income assistance disability support programs. We need to tie the rate to the actual rents in the city. What do we need? And when do we need it?
Now!
At the municipal level, we need to ensure policies are aligned with the federal and the provincial levels of government and be willing to partner. We need to commit resources to community nonprofits to promote more housing projects, to support the nonprofit housing providers through grants and through tax and fee exemptions, and through land donations. We need to fast track affordable housing applications. What do we want?
Affordable housing!
And when do we want it?
Now!
The Nova Scotia Common Front for Affordable Housing is a coalition of individuals and organizations that have mobilized in response to the ongoing crisis here in Halifax and in Nova Scotia. Our guiding principles, if you got one of those little postcards, that's our guiding principles. People have a right to quality, affordable housing that is safe and accessible. Housing should be based on need and not profit. Housing is fundamental to individual and community health and well-being. We believe in the power of the people to organize for housing. Governments at all levels have to have an obligation to facilitate the provision of affordable housing for all. Thank you for coming. The weather is not all that great, but thank you for being willing to learn something today, to share your ideas and your solutions. We have three speakers to kind of kick us off, and I'd like to welcome the first speaker. Her name is Jackie Barkley, and she's going to speak to you a little bit about the history of one of the first tent cities that happened many years ago.
Thank you, everybody, for coming. These are really uncomfortable circumstances. It's windy, it's getting cold, and it reminds us of the conditions that people are living under that this whole effort is about. I just want to sort of honor Mothers United for Metro Shelter. It was an organization of women who were trying to get out of domestic violence situations in 1984, who were absolutely important leaders in the struggle for affordable housing during the 1980s. They were called Moms, and they themselves mobilized demonstrations and rallies and a tent city on the way to the North Street Bridge at that time. And it's important to remember then that the conditions were such that there was, 0.0001 vacancy rate in the city. The possibility for low-income people to purchase houses was impossible at 11, 12, 13% interest rates. And we need to remember where that interest money was going, which was to the banks, the same people who created the housing crisis that exists in the United States right now. So I ask people to honor those women who fought really hard at that time to bring the housing crisis to the fore in this city. The other thing I want to talk about is that we also need to take responsibility for gentrification that's happening in our city. And gentrification is a really nice word for what sometimes could be called profiteering. And gentrification is a situation where the very people who lived in working class communities are being driven out by some people, who have the money to buy housing, renovate it, flip it, and make an enormous amount of profit, transforming entire neighborhoods. And what happens with gentrification is that low-income people get driven farther and farther and farther from the center of the city, from jobs, from childcare, from all of the services that are really important. And not only that, the conditions of people in low-income housing, when they are driven from the center of the city, becomes invisible to the rest of citizens. So as citizens, we need to make the parts of our city that have now become a ring of slum housing and a ring of suffering visible to the rest of our fellow citizens. And finally, I want to say that housing is related to land. And land is historically related to privilege. And the irony is that many of us who may own our homes over the years, the value of our homes has gone up dramatically. And so there's a complicated web of involvement between those of us who own houses whose property values are going up and our very children who cannot afford to buy houses or afford to rent them. So this is a complicated circle of responsibility and accountability that we need to pay attention to in detail. That's far too much to talk about in 3 minutes. I think this is an important, important struggle. Poverty and injustice are about not having access to food and not having access to shelter and not having access to honorable wages. Today we are dealing with one third of this struggle. Thank you very much.
Our next speaker is Cap Larson. She's a member of the organizing committee, and she's going to kind of elaborate on the housing crisis here in Halifax and elsewhere.
Hello. We're living in a world where massive social cutbacks and austerity measures are commonplace. and all over the world, people are fighting back. And we're here at this tent city as a small part of that movement. The housing crisis exists not only because the government isn't investing in affordable housing, but also because of the entire way that housing is structured. And this is not only a local issue, it is a global one. As we stand here today, thousands are organizing in South Africa for the right to housing and resisting forced evictions from their urban communities of makeshift homes. Thousands are joining the Shack Dwellers movement in massive marches, occupations, and road blockades. And why I bring this up is that this movement in South Africa is unique because they are not just protesting to gain concessions from power for more social housing. They're also challenging the very root of why housing does not exist for all who need it. In a recent statement, they wrote, "The social value of land must be put before the commercial value." What they describe is the failure of capitalism. We see the same phenomena happening right here in Halifax as land for housing is valued for its potential as profit instead of its potential to house people who need it. The issue is not that as a city we are incapable of building enough housing. The recent condo boom has proved that we are fully capable of building enough housing. The problem is that housing is first and foremost created for profit. It exists to be bought and sold and rented for profit, not for need. And it is for this reason that we are experiencing a housing crisis. But this housing crisis is not only about homelessness. It affects all of us. I bet that very few of us here are living in affordable housing, meaning that we're only spending 30% or less of our incomes on housing. And for those who work in the social service world, we are increasingly overworked as governments cut programs and social spending, downloading social services to nonprofits and charities. For those of us who are tenants, we are often living paycheck to paycheck with very little security, always under threat of eviction. For example, I lived on Godgen Street, and 2 years ago, my entire building was evicted, all of the tenants and local businesses, in order to make way for more profitable condominiums and higher paying tenants. We see this over and over again, where profit is valued more highly than people. And this is true across the world. People across America are fighting for their homes that have been foreclosed by banks. Thousands of families have been put on the streets while their homes sit empty. This is an example of the utter irrationality of our capitalist system that prioritizes and protects empty buildings over people and their ability to be safe and secure in their own homes. But people are taking action. Groups such as Take Back the Land in Miami are taking over abandoned houses that have been foreclosed and making them homes again. We've also seen the development of tent cities, both as a temporary home for some and as a political tool to draw attention to the fact that many go without housing. In Vancouver, there was a recent tent city to address the inequality of homelessness in a city wealthy enough to host the Olympic 2010 Games. In Toronto, there was a tent city protesting the policies of the G8. And most recently, there was a tent city in Washington, D.C. that lasted for 3 months on city land to make a statement of the lack of affordable housing and the many unused and vacant land and buildings. We need to take the collective energy that exists here today and move forward. This is only a very small step. We are a group of people who are sick of seeing the banks and developers profit and buildings sit empty while people sleep on the street. We are sick of the government downloading social services and slashing public programs. We are sick of poor housing conditions and the lack of control over our own housing. And we are sick of there not being enough housing with the only options for many of overcrowded shelters, church basements, or the streets. To move forward as a movement for housing, we need to be organized, we need to be visible, and we need to challenge the housing system down to its core. Thank you. What do we want?
Affordable housing!
When do we want it?
Now!
Our next speaker is also a member of the organizing committee, Mr. Wayne McNaughton, and he's going to kind of give you his perspective on this whole circumstance.
So far, so good. I'm really glad to hear the comments that we've heard so far. I just want to point out, I guess, a little bit of the inadequacy of some of the response that we've had from government. How just lame it is and how wrong some of it is. Cap summed it up pretty good about the downloading of services onto charities. Charities that depend on community volunteers. People are giving up hours and hours of their personal time to do jobs that should be paid jobs of the government, not being provided by charities at the local level. Part of their solution is to turn big gobs of money over to private developers in what is essentially a P3 solution to housing, and at the same time not do anything for nonprofits that are trying to build affordable housing. This is the kind of priority that we hope would change when the government changed a year and a half ago. It has not. We also have a municipal council made up of people who will do everything in their power to stand in the way of affordable housing and of services to people who need those services, whether it's health services or emergency shelters or whatever. They're more concerned about a handful of their voters that are very well off than about the needs of the people in this city who have the most needs out there. So it's just, we have to start making some changes in the political arena as well, because if we're ever going to get to a system that's more just, we have to make sure that the politicians that we elect are people that are genuinely going to start to do things when they're in power to change the system, and not just go along and say, oh well, everything's going more or less okay, oh, but we've got to get back to balance. Hello? What about the social balance? Thank you all for coming here today. I think this is a good sign of just where we might go with this when we can get this many people out on such an awful day. So thank you.
Thank you, Wayne. What do we want?
Affordable housing.
And when do we want it?